This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 22nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 59, verse 10. It says there, "My God is changeless in His love for me, and He will come and help me." End of quote. I suppose everything in this world changes, whether friends, dear ones in our life, all includes in this estimation. I do not know any of my elementary school friends today. Out of my middle and high school friends, I talk to one friend now, and he lives in another continent. College friends, most of them are unknown to me now. This may be especially true of me because I was grown up, went to school and colleges at an early age in another part of the world. Now I live thousands of miles away from there. However, it is true. Even where I live now for the last 30 plus years, many people came into my life and most of them are unknown to me now. Family is not different either. My father, whom I respected and loved dearly, went to be with the Lord 13 years ago. Most of my uncles, aunties are no more with us. My mom is still alive and I thank God for her every day. We do not know how long she is going to live on this earth. Beloved, we witness changes everywhere. Climate changes, culture shifts. People's behavior and attitude changes. Career, bank balances and health conditions change. All are unpredictable and prone to change. Sometimes the thought of changes terrifies us. We wonder, where are we heading with all these changes? Beloved, do you know the one that has never been changed? In the changing paradigm of everything around us, truly only one that does not change: God, His love and care. The Bible clearly and distinguishably declares the unchanging loving kindness and mercies of God in its pages. Today's insight says, "My God is changeless in His love for me, and He will come and help me." Only one thing you can count on in an ever-changing world: God and His love. You see, God is consistent in His presence with you and His love toward you. David is the author of the Psalm 59. He went through Holocaust experiences in his life. One day in the mountains and forests, the next day in the palace, then in the caves in fear running for life, a shepherd boy to a king, then major sins happened and became the object of severe guilt, shame, ridicule, and running for life, hiding in caves, crying nights and days, then restoration to the lost position of the king again. If any person who was fit to testify the eternal truth of the changeless love of God, it is David for sure. Don't you agree? Stephen Kopsky said, "Things change and friends leave. Life does not stop for anybody." However, God doesn't change. He doesn't leave, and He stops for anybody if called upon Him. God is not a man to change. He is God from eternity past to eternity future. Listen, He loved David in eternity past and chose him in His love and kingdom. If He chose him in eternity past with no merit of His own, but only based on His love and mercy, then He would not stop His love for David in this brief parenthesis called his lifetime in which he lived. The same is true about you, beloved. God loved you in the past. He chose you in the past, even before He created this world. He loves you now, and He continues to love you throughout the future eternity. David sought God and His offer of love in his lifetime. Therefore, he could rely on God's love throughout the shifting times and seasons of his life. God's changeless love was like a rock foundation on which he built his life. Do you know, you and I can build our life on that solid rock foundation? You see, God offers his love, mercy, grace, and salvation freely. The only thing you would need to do is come and receive it. Don't we know no gifts become ours until we accept and have it? A gift remains a gift, unpossessed, until you have it as your own. Suppose you got a wristwatch for Christmas. As long as it remains packed in the gift box, it is not yours. However, when you take it out from the gift box and wear it on your beautiful hand, then you have it and you own it. God offers His changeless love, forgiveness, grace, and salvation based on what Jesus Christ, His Son, did for you. He calls you to come and accept His Son, Jesus Christ. When you accept the gift of Jesus, His Son, you have it all. It is that simple. I would be a fool if I do not accept His offer of changeless love and mercy, wouldn't I? Beloved, accept God's love by accepting Jesus Christ. Then all of God's love, grace, mercy, forgiveness, kindness, salvation, eternal life, heavenly inheritance become yours. Moreover, when you receive God's love in the person of Jesus Christ, then you are divinely equipped to freely and unconditionally love others. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for reminding me today that your love for me is changeless. All may change, but you and your love, mercy and kindness would never change from me. You promised me, I believe it. I believe Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Fill in me your divine love, that I would be equipped to love others without condition and stipulations. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.